This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
802 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on a Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Joining us right now, friend of the program, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline, CBSSports.com's own Jerry Palm. Good morning to you, Jerry.
Good morning. How's it going?
Doing well. Doing well, Jerry. Now, Jerry, you've been the topic of discussion around here lately.
I'm sorry.
So you've been the topic of discussion around here lately. The Maryland Terps won last night 71-65 over the Michigan Wolverines, but most recently, you had them as a 7 seed. Is that right?
Yeah.
Could you explain that? Because we around here think 5, maybe pushing 4.
Yeah. Well, in fact, there'll be a 5 in the bracket I'm working on right now.
Okay.
For today.
Okay.
It's one of those teams where the predictive metrics love them. Their resume didn't quite measure up to it. Not as bad as. There's several others that are like that. But, I just felt like, they needed another big win, and they certainly got that last night. That was impressive.
Hey, and Jerry, like, it is funny, too, like when you look at it, fans are very passionate about it, but all you're doing is giving an opinion. I mean, I know you like Purdue. Is that why you hate Maryland? No, I'm kidding.
In fact, I like Maryland.
Yeah. No, but I mean, like, that's the thing where fans get upset about it. But I mean, if you're realistically looking at the team, I think a lot of people weren't sure they were even going to be a 7 seed that long ago. But they've been playing really well. Derek Queen is kind of like coming into his own.
That kid can really that kid's a load.
Oh man, he's so special.
I mean that in the nicest possible way.
Oh yeah, he's a load. We understood he is.
I mean, the one thing we've questioned with them is depth. But do you think they have the type of talent to make a run?
If they can stay out of foul trouble.
Okay.
Because, like you point out, their depth isn't great. I mean, there's guys they got to have on the floor, at least, normal minutes. So, but yeah, I mean, the talent's not a problem. I mean, they've got some guys. But like you say, depth is kind of a problem. In the NCAA tournament, I'm not sure that matters as much. You only play in 2 games in 3 days, and then you get some time off. But it is a problem, though, if you get into foul trouble in the game.
Yeah, Jerry Palm joins us, CBSSports.com. Jerry, we very critical of the ACC this year. Everything is done
with
in the ACC.
Reason. I mean, other than Duke.
With the exception of Duke, I was about to say, we kind of look at with a wink and a nod. Having said that, Clemson is 17-2 in that ACC, 25-5 overall. Is Clemson for real?
I think so. Yeah, I think Clemson and I would even give you Louisville. I mean, those teams are, at least borderline top 25 teams. And then after that, it's a big wasteland. I mean, there's just nothing there.
What happened there?
Carolina may crawl onto the bracket, just because you need a warm body. You got to take somebody. But it's really, there just isn't anything in that league that's, much of anything. I've got Clemson as a 5 and Louisville as a 7. So, Clemson lost to South Carolina and Georgia Tech. But they beat Duke and Kentucky. They beat Duke. Beat at home, but still. But it's just hard for those teams to get quality wins because their league is just this barren wasteland of opportunity.
Hey, Jerry, Rob and I were talking about teams up top that we don't necessarily believe in, and it's hard to pick those teams, but like we both picked teams from the SEC, and Florida's coming off a big win last night, so that probably doesn't make Rob happy about that. But and for me, like I picked Tennessee just because at times it's just like, where'd the scoring go? Do you see somebody up top that you think is, I don't want to say suspect, but maybe a little vulnerable?
You know, I like those SEC teams. They're really well tested, and the fact of the matter is they're playing really good teams all the time. There are going to be days where you just don't look good, right? Yeah. Iowa State, I don't know if they're high enough for what you're thinking of, but Iowa State's a team that just seems to disappear at times. I mean, when they're playing well, you know, that's a really good team, but, you know, every once in a while, they're just no-shows. And you can't have a no-show day in the NCAA tournament, you know, or your season's over. So I don't know that I trust their consistency well enough for them to make a deep run. They could make the Sweet 16, which is probably about where they'll be seated, or they could go out in the first or second round.
Jerry Palm joining us, CBSSports.com. We may be very critical of the ACC, but not of the SEC. What did Ole Miss's win versus Tennessee do for their resume last night?
Yeah, that was great. I think I moved them up two spots, or at least one. That was a big win for them. You know, that's that league. You know, I feel like there's almost no middle. You've got a really strong top. There is actually a middle. I mean, and Ole Miss is part of it, but. You know, I actually moved them up one line. But it's, Miss State, Mizzou, you know, those teams are kind of a middle in the, you know, capable of beating any of those teams at the top at any time. And then, you know, also capable of, you know, maybe getting beat by someone from behind because I guess that's life in the middle. But, the depth of that league is incredible this year. The bubble teams, of which there are at least four, I seem to be trading places at the bottom of my bracket every day. It's really been kind of a sort of a fun chaos to watch.
Jerry, I was asked the other day, like, who are the sleeper teams that I like? And I brought up Cal Irvine, Drake, and Yale. And again, obviously it depends on matchups. Do you have any of these mid-majors or anybody else that you think kind of fits in that mold that is a tough out in March Madness?
TCU. I mean, I like those teams you mentioned as well. But and I saw Yale. They played Purdue this year. And they don't look like an Ivy League team.
No.
they look bigger, stronger, more athletic than your typical Ivy League team. But VCU, that probably has to win the A-10 to get in because they don't really have any great good wins outside their league despite their metrics, and or even inside their league. Their best win's Dayton. But they play kind of like we're used to seeing them play. Really aggressive defensively, really aggressive, period, but especially defensively, man. They hound you and hound you and hound you, and they're physical. They're no fun to play. And if you're just scouting them, you know, you haven't really seen them and you're just watching them on tape, it's different lives. That team is really physical. And they will get after you. And if you're not ready for it, you're probably going home.
Well, I will endorse it. Go to CBSSports.com. Follow Jerry Palm. This is that fun time of the year for college basketball, but to follow him because so many things change on a week-to-week basis, man. Hey, Jerry, you the man. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Appreciate it, Jerry.
All right. Thank you.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.